And that leads us gracefully into our last potential landmine, and that is landmine number 5. The product you are really sharing is you. This is a big and important distinction to understand. You see, when you are at a job, you are performing a task. It might be computer programmer, marketing director, systems manager, network engineer, whatever. When you get into network marketing, there is a giant misconception that what you are sharing is the product or service of the company or the business opportunity or financial freedom or health or hope or any number of things. But what you are really sharing is you. And this is a frightening reality for most people. You see, in the product representation business, and most particularly the recruiting business, you are in the attraction business. When you are telling people about this great product or great opportunity, they are looking more than they are listening. And they are asking themselves, do I want what this person has? Do I want to be like this person? Do I want to show up like this person is showing up to me? Do I want to come off to my friends and family like this person is coming off to me? In that moment, you are the billboard, brochure, and poster child of that product and the company. How does the company look if you look in the mirror? The answer to that question is what you constantly want to be improving on. You see, it's not what you say that gives your words power and influence. It's who you are behind your words that gives your words power. This is an important distinction because people are constantly perplexed about what to say. They think it's the script that matters. What you say has very little to do with your ability to influence and attract. Let me give you a perfect example. The greatest recruiter in the world had one of the worst scripts imaginable. I mean, if you were a script writer, you would find this horrifying. Here's what he said. You follow me. That's it. That was his complete recruiting script. But it was effective. Why? It wasn't what he said. It was all that he was. His name was Jesus of Nazareth. And his reputation of who he was more important than the words he used. Just think about it. This is true for you as well. There are people in my life that if they called me and said, follow me, I would, no questions asked. I believe in who they are to that degree. And then there are other people in my life, no matter what they said, they could give me the most professionally polished, entertaining, emotionally charged, psychologically calculated, and visually stimulating presentation imaginable, but there's no way I'm following. I'm sure you know people like that too. This is why your personal development is so crucial in the success of building your network marketing business. One of the days that changed my life was a day back in November of 1994. I went to a seminar, and that was the day I met the man who would become my mentor, Mr. Jim Rohn. I wasn't even there to hear or meet Jim. I was there to meet the promoters of the event. But I needed to wait until the event was over, so I sat down and listened to this willowy, gray-haired man with the most fascinating voice and intonations lecture about the principles of success. What he said riveted me. Jim Rohn asked the audience, "How many people want more?" I thought, "Yes, I want more. Success, money, a better body, more companionship, etc." And I awaited the instructions of what to do. By that point in my life, I had experienced some moderate success already, but I had done it through sheer brute force. I was aggressive and just outworked, outfailed, and outpersisted everyone else to grab my achievements. I did it by doing, do, 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 do. But what Jim said next would multiply my income, my goal achievement, and my results. And it wasn't by doing. Jim continued, "If you want to have more, you have to become more." He said, "Success is not a doing process. It's a becoming process. What you do, what you pursue, will elude you. It can be like chasing butterflies. Success is something you attract by the person you become." Wow, I thought. This was the first time I'd heard this twist of perspective, insight, and wisdom. Jim continued, "For things to improve, you have to improve. For things to get better, you have to get better. For things to change, you have to change. And when you change, everything changes for you." Wow, those were the keys to the kingdom for me and what launched me on my constant, unrelenting, and never-ending journey of continuous personal development. And he was right. The next year, I tripled my income to over 7 figures a year, and within 4 years was a self-made multimillionaire. And I wasn't doing any more than I had before I met Jim. My doing wasn't any different, but who I was doing it was. And that made all the difference in the world. I invite you on such a journey, the journey of continuous personal development. If you want anything more in life, this is the yellow brick road to getting there. Now you might be saying, yeah, but right now I'm not feeling very attractive and I don't have any success in this business to show. I'm just getting started. Well, what you can do is tell other people's stories. There are three stories you want to get good at telling in this business. The company story, how it got started, why, what mission it was founded on, by whom, and their credibility. Your story, your personal experience with the product or service, what opportunity you saw in the business for your family, and the results you've created. If you don't have the results story yet, you will want to rely on the third and most important story of all, other people's stories and the successes they have experienced with the product, service, and opportunity. And the great news with all of this is you don't actually have to tell those stories, as they are captured in the tools and systems we talked about earlier. You just have to point to it. Oh, I know another chiropractor who was also tired of constantly having to trade his physical labor and time for money, but recently found a way to multiply his income and spend less time at the office. His story's in this magazine. I think you would find it very interesting. Or, I know another single mom with three kids left on her own who was stressed and overwhelmed but found a part-time income source that eventually surpassed two full-time job incomes. Now she's able to pick up her kids from school every day and has complete time freedom. She has an amazing story with a great idea, one I think you might find interesting for you. It's on this DVD. Watch it tonight. Does that make sense? All you have to do is tee up the stories that will connect with others. Then, my second and most important suggestion is go about the business of personally developing yourself. This essentially is where your real work is. As Jim Rohn says, you want to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. In this case, you want to work harder on yourself than on your business. In fact, your business is you. The more you grow, the more your business will grow.